about complicating things, notice how knowing is already happening. The mind is knowing. A way to shut this knowing off of us in our own way, practice trusting the one who knows, the mind that knows. To help stabilize the practice, if you want, you could repeat a phrase such as, "This is being known now." Or even, "Knowing is being known." In other words, recognizing that the mind is knowing. Notice in the ultimate sense, this knowing is pure, doesn't have an agenda. Simply reflecting how it is. no need to be tight about the mind getting caught in thought and distraction. As soon as that's recognized, simply acknowledge that this is being known. This mental activity is being known, this physical activity is being known. Known by what? Of course, any conception of the knower is just another thing that can be known now. And of course, the knowing reveals knows neurotic activity just as well as knowing enlightened activity. Does it discriminate in any way between gross and subtle, good and bad? The Buddha knows Dhamma the way that it is. And the way that it is just this experience now that is being known. Sensations are just sensations being known, and thoughts, ideas are just thoughts and ideas being known. Emotions are just emotions being known. Getting interested in the nature of Dhamma, interested in the nature of the way things are. Not telling ourselves a story or explaining to ourselves the way things are, but in a direct, immediate sense. it's important to understand that there's nothing that needs to be figured out. The truth of Buddha knowing Dhamma is already clearly arising. Does it need to be explained or described? Making sure that there's a real interest, an immediacy to the knowing. As if this Dhamma, the way that it is the most important thing. The hard part is to simply allow Buddha knowing Dhamma. The habit is to get involved in a personal way, to judge or to doubt, to want to take control, to want to give up. And the key is just to include that. That's also Buddha knowing Dhamma. There's something really beautiful about including. Keep including whatever it is that's arising, presenting itself. This wisdom that knows that everything can be included is what we call Sangha, one of the beautiful qualities. Everything belongs. the willingness to begin again, the willingness to persevere. These are also qualities of Sangha, the beautiful qualities that arise when the mind is awake, allowing things to be. Interest, gentleness and patience, passion for the reactivity, you're confused, you can begin again, recognizing that things are being known. Practice trusting that things are being known effortlessly. This knowing is natural, without any agenda, so pure. If there are any impurities, any agendas, that's just something that can be known. It's not the knowing itself. And this knowing knows things as they are. Everything can be included. How nice it is not to have to pick and choose what should be known. Instead, whatever arises is allowed to be known effortlessly. Whether it's a sensation or a mind state or a sound, recognizing the beautiful qualities, however simple or subtle they might be. So when there is Buddha knowing Dhamma, notice the beautiful qualities. Quality of intimacy. Quality of acceptance. Non-judgment. Even fearlessness is a quality of Sangha. Letting the heart be touched or moved by the way things are. time and stretch out if you want.